We are urging all people in North Carolina to be prepared for the impacts of Hurricane Irma.
Like previous monster storms Hugo, Floyd, and Ivan, Irma is what's known as a classic Cape Verde hurricane formed off the west coast of Africa. They're typically among the most intense.
This storm is bigger, faster, and stronger than Hurricane Andrew.
Andrew sliced through South Florida and Louisiana 25 years ago, killing dozens, damaging 125,000 homes, and causing more than $25 billion in damage. With airlines canceling flights later this week and prices skyrocketing,
here we are in a little Sprinter RV headed down to Fort Myers, Florida.
The Pryor family borrowed an RV and drove 16 hours overnight from Richmond, Virginia to Fort Myers to rescue 93-year-old Grandma Janet and her friend Beverly.
And they're in.
Tonight, they're among the millions desperately trying to escape the most powerful Atlantic storm in memory. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, Key Largo, Florida.
I'm Kerry Sanders in Miami, where tonight there's a balancing act. Megan Curlew preparing to ride out the storm in South Miami.
We specifically bought this house 2 years ago because it had full hurricane impact windows and doors.
Which means what?
It means that nothing can get through it. It might as well be bulletproof.
25 years ago, Megan was 11 years old when Hurricane Andrew pummeled South Florida. Widespread devastation followed by decades of rebuilding. Now concerns if Miami is ready to handle another monster storm. This is what Miami looks like today. The coastline crowded with new condos, but built with stricter codes established after Andrew.
It's a strong building code.
Is it strong enough?
This is a question I don't have the answer for you.
Another danger, 25 cranes the city is now warning could collapse in Category 5 winds. And on the highest floor, stronger gusts. 75 miles per hour on the ground turns to 115 miles per hour on the 30th floor. Then there's the storm surge that could be 12 feet, which would easily flood a low-lying Miami neighborhood like this. This is what storm surge looks like. It's likely worse than what we saw during Hurricane Matthew in Jacksonville Beach, Florida last year, which is why even Florida storm veterans like Megan are anxious tonight.
The panic has set in now, and I keep hearing where it's shifting and where the winds are, and I'm getting nervous.